One in seven people in the United States lives in poverty.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The latest census data show more than 46 million Americans, a record, officially live below the poverty level. Median income fell more than 2% last year to levels lower than 1997. Discouraging numbers at a time when President Obama and Republican lawmakers haggle over what to do to kickstart this economy. Ron Haskins co-directs the Center on Children and Families of the Brookings Institution in Washington. He's with us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Why does it seem like we keep going backwards?
We have a bad economy. We have a lousy economy. The numbers could not be much worse, and they haven't been much worse for many, many years, especially children's poverty, which is what I follow the most closely. So it's a gloomy picture.
Obviously, this is a job market problem. But is it the fact that Americans are unemployed or that they're underemployed? I mean, what's going on here?
I think there are two things. Unemployment's important, but long-term unemployment, which is very, very high, the highest it's been, is even more important because when you're unemployed for a long time, you spend down your resources. So that's part of the problem. The other problem is that fewer Americans work now than in the past. It isn't just – you can't capture this by unemployment because the people who are discouraged and drop out of the labor force don't show up in the unemployment numbers.
What do we do to break this?
Well, there are two general ideas. One is stimulus. We can't say stimulus anymore because it's so unpopular. But stimulus, you know, the Keynesian solution, government spend more money and that'll stimulate the economy. The first one did have some positive impacts, but let's face it, it didn't end the recession by any means. And the other one is to increase certainty. This is something that Republicans are talking about a lot now in the last several months, and that is that we should do something about our deficit, get it under control, and we should improve our tax code, and then we should stop talking about increasing taxes. And that would have a very positive impact on businesses. They would invest more. That means there'd be more jobs. It's not the kind of thing that scientists can say, you know, we dial this up and it's going to work. But I think there's some truth in both of them. But I think what we really lack now is stability and confidence for the future.
Ron Haskins from the Brookings Institution. Ron, thank you.
You're welcome.
President Obama today goes to Columbus, Ohio to pitch his American Jobs Bill, now before Congress, some Republicans calling it a stimulus bill, part of which would bolster the nation's infrastructure with things like roads and bridges and rail lines being improved, something China has been doing now for a few years, especially with high-speed rail lines that seem to have sprung up overnight. So how does China get its projects off the ground so quickly? Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is with us now from Shanghai with the latest. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
How is building infrastructure in China different than here in the U.S.?
Well, China's at a completely different stage in its development as a country than where the U.S. is. The U.S. is largely built out, but there are parts of China that aren't yet connected to a road. So that's part of the reason China's fast-tracking all this development.
And that's why we've seen high-speed trains appear so quickly in China?
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, China didn't even have high-speed trains. Today, China has the largest high-speed rail network in the world. I talked to China economist Arthur Kroeber today about all of this, and he said you wouldn't see this kind of pace in the U.S. because environmental and property laws would hold up the whole process. He said Chinese leaders are worried about the same thing coming their way.
People will have more environmental concerns. There will be more secure property rights, so people will not just say it's fine for you to demolish our village so that you could build a highway through it.
So in a way, China's government sees that it has a window in which it can build all these huge projects. But this summer's high-speed rail crash got many people here thinking that all this rapid development isn't such a good idea. So it's becoming clear that this window is starting to close.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The Nasdaq's up about 0.5%. Same for the S&P, but the Dow is mostly flat, down just a fraction of a percent, 6 points at 11,054. Electronics retailer Best Buy said today profit was lower in its latest quarter. Microsoft
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Well, Microsoft is expected to give developers a sneak peek at its latest operating system at a conference today in California. The company is hoping the new system will get developers excited, even as PC sales fall. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Microsoft Windows may run on around 90% of computers, but the PC has become kind of boring.
Microsoft Windows is your father's Oldsmobile.
Tech analyst Laura DiDio says Microsoft's newest operating system is expected to rev up faster and work across multiple devices.
Now they're saying, look, if you want to run Windows on a tablet
or on a smartphone,
whatever you want, we're there for you.
Kurt Scharf of consulting group Parks Associates says that consistency across platforms is attractive to developers who want
the ability to write an application once and then it gets deployed across PC, tablet, and smartphone,
which Microsoft can then use to lure consumers with potentially cool new applications for tablets and smartphones. Scharf says it's unlikely Microsoft will overtake Apple's dominance in mobile, but
as a strong number two, I think that's something to be proud of.
There are estimates that sales of mobile devices will triple over the next few years. So maybe it is something to be proud of. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Finally, a team in Nebraska says they built a jet-powered school bus that tops 320 miles an hour using an F-4 fighter engine built around the bus to raise interest among kids. Real flames come out of the rear at full throttle, but kids won't be traveling on the bus. If they did, they'd never be late to school. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you could save a little cash by driving a little differently, would you?
Obviously, it's a little bit annoying at times, I know, but you get used to it. When you have to fill up, you know, one less time a month, you know, you start to think, well, this might be worth it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's called hypermiling, but don't forget that annoying part. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.